Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. Now your host, Kush and Henderson Man.
What the fuck was that?
What? That was our intro.
You're supposed to wait and let me say hello. That's how it's always been done. You're just like, Kush and Henderson Man, before I can say anything. You're like, fuck that guy. Thanks a lot. True friends here. Everybody, true friends.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner.
I also stole your line when you were doing that earlier, too, so bibbidi-boob.
Yeah, he did. You're a bastard.
Oh, I know.
You're like a Canadian.
Oh, Canadians. Curses.
I'm really hoping to start a Canadian war with America.
Yeah, that'll work. Probably like the movie. Are we going to be like Canadian Bacon?
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie where John Candy tries to start a war with Canada.
I don't know. Never seen it, so I don't know how that goes. If it has to do with, like, stealing all the bacon or poisoning it all, then I'm all for it.
Not a bacon fan?
I don't eat it.
I don't eat much bacon either. I don't like bacon.
It's a great way to start off a podcast.
I know, isn't
that
it?
Is mostly about video games.
I know. But,
we have voicemails.
I know. I heard.
We have uno, dos, tres.
Ooh.
And all different people. Not three Ooh. From Hotcakes Man or anything like that.
Awesome. Are we going to play them?
Yeah, I was just waiting to see if you see how long you would go. All right, here's the first one. From Canada.
So I don't know exactly what I was calling in about, but now I know what I want to rant about. And it's fucking Battlefield 3 and their insane load times for the install and then the texture pack. And then I go to fucking play the campaign and then it just keeps cycling. And then I have to uninstall the fucking texture pack and then reinstall it just to play the fucking game, and I still haven't done it, so fuck it, I'm going to play Batman and collect all the other shit that I didn't collect. So that's what I'm going to do, and you can go fuck yourself, EA, but I'll still play the game, so I'm not pissed off, but that's kind of more like it. And you know what else is a fun game? When you get a new pair of socks, you light them with the lighter, and then it whoosh, and it goes around. That's really fun. They don't actually catch on fire, it's just a layer of fuzz that burns off, and I know that some of you have done it, and if you haven't, I'm Random Ian, and I'm leaving now.
Wow, he lives up to his name, because that end there was very random.
He's a very angry Canadian.
But as to the Battlefield 3 problem...
And did everyone hear about him?
About? About the Battlefield 3 issue? The issue with that is that if you install the game and the texture pack, that causes an issue. So you have to basically delete one or the other. If you can delete the texture pack or you can delete the whole game installed to your hard drive. It makes sense if you think about it because it's trying to read that texture pack from two different locations. So, yeah, that's what the big deal is there. I've heard a lot of people had that. Big Steven actually was one that clued me into it, but all I did was install the texture packs, and I'm not having any kind of issues with the load times or anything. But I'll be talking more about Battlefield 3 when we get later to my games that I've been playing this week.
Yeah. So that was Canada. And then Hotcakes Man delivered when I just asked him, like, he said, I don't know what to call in about. I kind of want to call in, but I don't know. And I said, just, you know, talk shit about Canada. And he delivered. I really think we're going to start a war.
Hey guys, it's Hotcakes calling in a bitch. And Random Ian, I love you, but fucking Canadians are fucking retards. And I can say this legally because I am Canadian. We ran into some retarded Canadians on Xbox Live last night, and they started, like, talking shit. Not that we don't ever talk shit. And I said, oh, you guys are dumb Canadians. And, well, how do you know we're Canadian? We looked at my profile to see that I'm Canadian. I said, no, you said about and out and A, like, 50 times. And then they proceeded to tell me to cut off my dick with a banana knife. I'm sorry, Canada. Stay the fuck off Xbox Live. And Aunt Random Ian, I love you, buddy. Bye-bye.
There you go.
I think they planned that call. I don't know.
I don't think so, though. I don't know.
What the fuck is a banana knife?
I think it's just those curved knives, I assume. You know, those, like, curved, like, sort of machete-ish looking thing, but, like, they were curved like a banana. in a way.
I guess, but I've never heard of a banana knife. I mean, that makes sense.
You've probably never heard of like a butterfly knife or any
knife. I've heard of a butterfly knife.
What's a butter knife? What's a kitchen knife? What's a steak knife? I don't know.
Butterfly
knife. I just
knife
use my teeth. Like, that's my knife for everything. Teeth.
Have you been talking to my grandmother again?
No.
Okay.
So it's true, though. You've just confirmed it. You use your teeth as knives.
Well, they are the sharpest thing I have, since I don't have fingernails.
Yep. So, there's that. And I just want to let everyone know that the views expressed in that last voicemail are not associated with this podcast or the site. So don't come crying at us with all the retarded calling.
I really enjoy the Undercover Unitards podcast, by the way. It's pretty funny. Been listening the last couple weeks.
You should all check it out.
Undercover Unitards. It's on iTunes. Know that much. With Hotcakes Man, who, you know, you just heard from. Charlie, and I don't know, some other dude. I don't remember. There's four of them. Awesome show. Funny stuff.
We have another voicemail.
Awesome.
This is from Liggs, I believe. Though he called himself Lig, I think, in the voicemail, which confused me. It makes me think it's maybe not him, because why would you... I'm confused.
Hey, Rob Rage and Kush, this is Lig. Just thought I'd give you a call on the radio show here and see what your thoughts are for Game of the Year contenders. Just wonder what you think might have a chance to win it, maybe in your personal opinion or the general public, and then also what you think maybe would be some of the underrated ones that really should have a shot but probably won't be remembered. So, love the show, guys. Keep it up. I'll be listening for your answer. Cheers.
Obviously, the most underrated game is Hard Lines.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Everyone needs to pick that up.
I still think Fear 3 is underrated and Red Faction Armageddon, but those are just my opinions.
No, Red Faction Armageddon is poo-poo caca. I don't like that game.
One game I think that will probably be forgotten is that Dead Space 2 came out this year.
Yeah. I forgot that game came out this year.
Yeah, and of course, you've even forgot to play the game, so...
I just haven't had the time.
Yeah, I know, dude. That's something you definitely want to sit down and enjoy. I understand that. So, a lot of people forget that game came out. And I still think it may edge out Batman this year. I don't know. I really loved Batman, but...
You already beat Batman?
Yeah, I've already finished Batman.
All right. Well, for me, it's Deus Ex is up there. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Dark Souls is up there for me. And for me, I really, really enjoyed Bastion, and I love the ending. It's one of my favorite game endings, so that's kind of in there, too. This year, in general, I don't think it's been that strong for me, just because I haven't played as much as everyone else. Like, who knows, maybe Shadows of the Damned would be there for me. I don't know. I only played a little. You know, maybe Gears of War 3 would be there for me.
Right.
I'm a huge Forza fan. I haven't played Forza 4. I haven't played Batman, so I don't know.
Yeah, you were a really big Forza 2 and 3 fan. I remember that. So,
yep.
But, you know, it's your school. It's kind of hard for you to get into anything, especially something like that. I mean, this time of year, it's hard to get into anything because even me, you know, I'm just working. And I get home and I could spend 5 hours a night playing games and stuff. But I've got so many games to go through that it's just sometimes it's hard. It's you get frustrated when you're like, I want to play this more, but I can't because I got to go to work. Yeah. So
and I so much of my 360 is on when a game just is running and I'm not even playing it because I'm an idiot and I don't like the environment.
Yeah, because consoles use up so much power and pollute the environment. But man, I can't even really talk about Game of the Years until November 15th at least because... Or hell, even November 20th, because Zelda's coming out. Saints Row 3. You know, you got the new Call of Duty, which I don't think is going to be that great. But Assassin's Creed Revelations. I've got Skyrim. Jeez, they're just...
There's even, you know, and I just still don't know if I'll play it. I mean, it's coming out when I'll be on break, mm-hmm. So there's that. But, I mean, Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be getting it or not, just because I don't know if I have the time to commit to it.
Yeah. That's understandable, but I don't know. I was thinking about upgrading my computer for that game, but I'm just like, meh, I don't know.
I kind of want to play WoW with a stupid-ass Kung Fu Panda, and more so the Pokemon, like...
That edition. Sounds really cool. I do like the idea about the Pokemons. I wish Nintendo would have said, hey, let's make a Pokemon MMO, but it's never going to happen, people.
Nope. So never, ever.
So, wow, it's good to hear some voicemails for once. Jeez.
Oh, we have another voicemail. This is most definitely a wrong number. I don't know what it is, but I want to play it anyway.
Okay.
Hellball. Oh.
this is. I don't either.
No.
It sounds like a freaking cat person. That's it.
That sounds like one of those messages I get from my mom when she's throwing her purse into the throwing her phone into the purse and it accidentally calls me.
I don't know.
And you can hear every word that the people are saying. But
it's really weird though, because it almost sounds like in the beginning, like it's a cat or something. Wow, that doesn't even sound like speech. But whatever, I wanted to play it.
That's funny. Oh, did you read the Gmail message of what that phone call was?
No, there was no transcription for it.
Oh, no.
I couldn't do that. That's what
Random Ian is pissed off right now.
Oh, that
now.
One. No, yeah, that'll be at the end. I'll just do that later.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to re-say it all now. And it's long.
Excellent. So, that's it for the voicemails. Awesome. So, before we go on the games, how's your week been, dude? What you been up to? That's something we ain't never done before.
Yeah, it's kind of throwing me off guard. But first, if you want to leave a voicemail, you can dial 312-772-5874. Do it. Help
Bam.
Fuel the Canadian-American war.
Canadian bacons all the ways.
But yeah, I've just been busy writing a lot, reading a lot, tired.
A lot.
Yeah. It's like, oh, where is all this time going? I have to get a fucking tetanus deferrus shot or something.
Uh-huh. Why is that? It's just something for your school?
I guess. I need to have it every 10 years. It's out of date.
And yeah,
nobody's ever bitched about it until this stupid ass school. Nobody's ever wanted to see my immunization records until this school. Now I gotta get a stupid ass shot or can't freaking apply for next semester and shit. This is all stupid.
That's kind of nuts. I didn't realize. I mean, I can understand other things, but tetanus? But then again, dude, tetanus is bad shit, dude. So you definitely want to get that. Although I don't have mine and I need to get mine.
My dad was telling me he hasn't had his in like 20-something years or whatever. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Our hospital gives them away certain times of the year. I found
and
out
if, if it's so important, they should be given away free to every single person. If it's essential, it should be free to everyone.
I think they're pretty cheap anyway.
I don't care. I'm just saying if it's essential, if you need to have something, it should be free.
Yeah. That's a good idea. But I'm officially diabetic now.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm really living with this. There's nothing like getting up every morning and pricking yourself in the finger and bleeding and putting it into a machine that just sucks it up like a little hungry little blood-sucking robot and tells you, hey, that's not a good thing. But they put me on medication. Ugh. So now I've got to take a pill and eat every time I get up first thing in the morning. But it's coming down. It's getting there. But it's not really that exciting news. Kind of figured it was going to happen eventually since my mom was diabetic. So, you know, I'm going to do this. I got to do this. Or I can't play all the new video games.
All awesome, right? Great positive chipper mood to start off the show.
Yep. So what we've been playing, first thing on our list is Dungeon Defenders. This is an Xbox Live arcade game, and I think you said it was on iOS at one time or something.
It is. Maybe. It came out a year ago on iOS.
Yeah, so...
it's also on Android, and it's on Steam. I don't know if it's on... I'm pretty sure it's on PSN, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's come out on PSN yet. I don't know. I know you played this last week, and because you
I played a little bit more this...
You got a review copy of it. One thing I did not understand when I was playing through the game is how fucking hard it is early on. You're not expected to win that first match, I don't think, the first time through, because you've got to really level up.
Well, it's not so much you have to level up, it's that you don't really know what you're doing, and like when you can defeat the ogres like in the first time. I mean, that's usually where I'd expect people to end up dying, is like these giant beasts coming. But
right.
If you have the right turrets in place for them in preparation, you can get through it.
Plus, I think I picked the worst character to start the game out with. I picked the archer girl, and she's almost useless because she doesn't have turret stations. She basically has bombs that you put down, and they can only explode twice before they have to be replaced. So it's annoying to me because, you know, your bombs are getting blown up all the time, and they're expensive to build. It's not like a turret that stands there and just continuously shoots. I mean, I'm sure the bombs do more damage than a turret, but...
How much do they cost? I haven't really played around with that character too much.
The bombs are like 40...
See, what about the other turrets or just placements?
She doesn't have turrets. She has.
Well, I mean, just the other placements.
The only one I unlocked was a bomb, and there was some other bomb, and I think it was 30, but it was, can't remember what it was exactly. It was a gas bomb. so it spread out gas, but it was 30. It was cheaper, but of course it doesn't do as much damage.
Right.
So it's just, it's annoying that...
I told you the game was difficult.
Yeah.
Especially single player.
Really is difficult. It's pretty and it's fun, though. I kind of got frustrated early on, and it took me a long time before I could beat that first area. So what do you main in that?
Mage. I'm always a mage. Whenever I can mage. Be a mage, I'm a mage.
Yeah, I noticed.
Which I think it's either, I think it might be listed as the easiest class to start with. It's either that or the knight character. It's one of those two.
I may go back through and start it up again with one of those, because that thief is just, I don't know.
I think the worst one is actually the... The one after that, the like priest
the
or whatever monk, yeah,
priest, yeah. But I mean, it's definitely a good game. It's definitely fun. But man, is it frustrating to start out? So yeah, I may throw that back in later.
There's definitely, but I mean, if you get sucked into it, there's so much content in there.
Oh yeah,
I mean, just the levels alone, and then there's challenge levels, and just, you know, leveling up each character. It's just,
doesn't it go up to like level
70?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Level 70, that's quite a bit.
And there are like 12 levels for just the campaign mode. It's either 12 or 15. I think it's 12. Mm-hmm. No, actually, it might be 15. I don't know.
I wonder if there's going to be DLC for this.
I really hope so. I think there's already been like DLC for Steam or something. Not like anything. I think just like visual, but not anything huge. I would hate to see it be one of those games that's like, oh, it's supported on PC because it's just easier.
Right. So, yeah, Dungeon Defenders, definitely check it out. It's $15 on Xbox Live. The other game that we've played today is The War of the Worlds. Ugh.
Fuck that game, man.
Man, I was so excited about this game, dude.
I was so angry to get a review copy because that means I have to finish it and I have to review it. And I did not enjoy playing it. And at the time when I posted like the review, I was only the 43rd person. Well, I was only one of 43 people to actually complete the game.
So you actually did complete it?
Yeah, I beat it. I'm not going to review it without doing that, for that kind of game especially.
I got so frustrated in this game because the checkpointing system is absolutely fucking horrible.
And it's completely random. Like, you go to an area where there should be, where there is a checkpoint, and if you don't hit like this exact point or something, like, I don't even know how it exactly works, but there's just something fucked up about it.
Yeah, you can jump over an area or something and miss the checkpoint would be on the ground. If you jump over it in the air or something, it won't count because you're climbing up stuff over top of it instead of walking on the ground or something. And it's like, well, why are you putting all this stuff up here for me to climb up on? It's just, it's fucking odd. And there's like times in the game where they don't show you what the hell you're supposed to do.
Well, it never really tells you exactly what to do. It never tells you the controls or anything.
I mean, early on, there's this area where you're running with all these people. And there's the alien is, you know, attacking. And so you're walking in front of it. And it's just, you get to a wall. And there's no indication that you just got to stand here at this wall. If you try to run back the other way like everybody else is doing,
smashed by the giant foot.
Or you get picked up and carried off by the alien arm thing, whatever the hell that is. It just sucks you up and kills you. And I'm like, and they don't tell you anything. So you just stand there at the wall. Eventually a car gets thrown through it.
Yeah, then you just sit there and wait. You're like, something's got to happen.
Yeah, and then you jump over the wall, and it's like as soon as you jump over the wall, it shoots this laser beam out. And you've got to be pixel perfect against this wall, because if not, if that laser beam, any of it even touches you, you're gone.
Yeah.
And then they expect you to do that two more times where you're trying to run, and they don't give you enough time. It's not like most games where it's like, okay, you know you got to run here. We'll give you like time and a half, so that way, you know, you've got just enough time.
The game is broken in that way, in that it either doesn't give you enough time or gives you too much time. I stated in my review that there's a point where you're jumping across buildings as they're being sucked up into the sky. And I was so ahead of that I was just stuck and I'm like, I can't jump down to the next building because it's too far down. And then I just sat there for like 15 seconds waiting for it to catch up to me. I mean, it was an awesome set piece that just got screwed by the fact that I was too far ahead and I just had to wait and let the fucking alien catch up to me. Because in real life, you would totally do that. You'd be like, come on, alien, hurry your fucking ass up. I can't reach there. Suck that shit up so I can jump to it. But then in other parts, it'll be like, if you make one tiny misstep, you're fucked. You gotta start all over.
Yeah, just like where I was telling you about jumping over
like
the walls.
Like the absolute end, there's a point where you just have to run. And you don't really have anything to jump over anything, but you just have to run. And if you don't start running at like the very split second, you're dead. You're dead. And it actually seemed to have a little bit more time before I died the first time and it checkpointed, because the first time I was actually able to save these prisoners. I don't care if that spoils anything because the game's not good.
Nobody's going to play this game, hopefully. I hope not.
But it's just after that point, I can no longer save them because that would have taken too much time. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't help them, so I just had to let them die because the game just wouldn't allow me to do anything.
Yeah, and see, what really hurts me the most is this game has a cool concept. I mean, it was created by the guy that did Flashback and Out of This World, or Another World, depending on what you want to call it.
Well, it doesn't have the coolest concept because its concept is, I want to make a game from 1989, and I don't want to update it. I just want to make it from 1989.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's like. It's like, you know, I think they even call it like, oh, it's like Prince of Persia. And then I say, to me, it's just like Jurassic Park. I know it's such a weird comparison, but it makes sense.
It
feels exactly, that's the game that came up to me. It might be because of the visuals, which are more like the Jurassic Park game and not like the older Prince of Persia.
I honestly would love to see them fix most of these checkpointing issues and maybe make the game a little more fun. Because this would look great if they put it on 3DS.
I think they would have to do quite a bit of changing. They'd have to change the entire control screen.
Yeah. But do you not think with the foreground and the background stuff that this wouldn't look excellent on a 3DS? In 3D?
It could. I don't know.
You're like, we don't look 3D.
I don't really care about the game anymore. I don't really... It's filled with so much potential, but at this point, the game was so bad, I don't really care if they ever meet that potential in another, you know.
Yeah, I get that. It's annoying because you remember how hyped I was for it that morning. I was annoyed because I wanted to play it.
I know, you're like, you were like so angry, and I'm like, oh god, when I'm playing it, I'm like, oh god, you wanted to play this. I was excited for it too.
Oh, you hadn't played it before that point.
But I was excited to play it.
Yeah, it was.
Let's all say that really, Sir Patrick Stewart. He's the best part of the game.
But
narration.
Even he gets annoying after you've died 7 or 8 times in a row and they keep...
Yeah, because it's broken. I mean, I can understand that part, but he gets cut off in mid-sentence if you get to a certain point before he stops talking. It'll just jump to the next narration. Which, you know, I guess makes sense if there's something else he needs to talk about, but then, you know, make that happen further down or something. Make it impossible for it to split like that. Make it so you know the player can't screw it up and not hear something.
He wouldn't say anything.
I don't know. And there are certain parts where you have to go a certain way. You have to, like, go the long way and not take a shortcut to hear him talk. I mean, whatever.
But, I mean, some of the music and stuff, how the way they use it when you walk into a house and you hear radio playing and stuff, that's kind of all neat.
Yeah,
the visuals had a lot of potential. It's just they fucked it up.
The visuals are nice overall. But I think, you know, some people have praised it as being, like, very beautiful. I think it's, if you really look at it, it's kind of muddy and just not that sharp. If you really like it, and especially in certain parts where, like, the, I don't know, just kind of like muddy and dirty looking.
Yeah, I totally understand it. It's almost like somebody put Vaseline on a lens or something because the character looks so... It looks like they tried to make a lot of stuff high res, but then everything else seems really low res. Like, I don't know, it's just weird. But War of the Worlds, don't check it out.
No, don't. I wonder if they'll ever send me another review copy of the game.
Well, then again, it's Paramount. I don't know who sends you these codes.
The other publisher. Reverb or whatever. Same guys who did Dungeon Defenders. And
yeah.
Yep.
We love Dungeon Defenders.
I was so disappointed with that. I couldn't imagine. And I linked to it on Twitter. Is like some review, some Xbox site that I've never really heard of that gave it a 10 out of 10. I was like,
oh,
what the fuck?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Well, all right. So, I guess you want to talk a little bit about the Saints Row the Third Initiation Station. I didn't download this because I didn't realize there was a code for it in my Red Faction Armageddon.
Or the fact that you could just get it for free from GameSpot, just giving them out to everyone who's a member. They're probably still doing it, but probably not by the time you hear this. I don't know. But I mean, there's not really anything to talk about. It's just the character creation system, and then you can, you know, upload it to the site. And then I guess people will be able to vote for their favorite ones, and then it'll be broken out into the top 10, and then voting continues, and who's ever number one gets featured in this or that, and blah, 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 I don't know. But I like the idea of a game that has this heavy use of a character creation system that lets you create your character beforehand, because I know I've spent, like, I spend 2 hours creating my character because I just want to get it right because I'm going to be playing as this character for the rest of the game. I like being able to do that before a game. I just like that. I think everyone should do that from now on. BioWare, everyone. If there's a character creation system that's, you know, relatively deep and whatnot, then let me do it before I actually get the game.
So, well, I'm definitely going to download it after we do this show. So, it sounds interesting. It's good to have that, then. Do they give you the choice of putting on costumes and all that or anything?
Yeah,
can
the
you
costumes.
Be a furry?
There are so many different, like, it's a pretty extensive amount of options. And I don't know if that's everything in the game, because usually there's stores in the game that give you new things. But if this is just what you get to start from, there's a lot of stuff to mess around with. Though the beards don't seem to be as large, which is disappointing. They just seem to be those common, it's just painted on your face beard.
All right.
And it's just, I cannot wait for that game, because it's just some of the, like, the gestures you can do. They're just so, like, so many of them have to do with, like, blowjobs or stuff. It's just like, this game is definitely, it's just like, oh, we're just a goofy, stupid game, and I love that about it.
I mean, that was the thing. When Saints Row come out, you know, it was goofy, but it still kind of felt that, you know, the classic Grand Theft Auto vibe. And then, like, everybody was like, no one's going to play Saints Row 2, because the same year, Grand Theft Auto 4 came out first. And that's when they decided to just go all out fucked up weird in their ads and everything. And it was like, you know what? This is amazing. This is going to be awesome. And I love Saints Row 2.
Are you sure it came out the same year?
Yes. Grand Theft Auto 4 came out in April, Marchish April area, and Saints Row came out September, October, or something like that.
And you have these facts in front of you, these dates?
I do not, but I'm 100% sure.
Okay. Well, then keep go on to Batman.
All right. So Batman Arkham City came out, or I almost said Arkham Asylum, came out this month. So this game, at first, I was a little overwhelmed, so... Basically, there is so much side quests and stuff that kind of open up when you first start this game. And just like the original, you can't get to some of the Riddler trophies and stuff like that. But I don't really know what to say. I mean, it's Batman Arkham City. It's kind of hard. If you've played Batman Arkham Asylum and you love that, there's really not much you can say about the way this game plays and stuff, because it all plays the same, except you're in a larger environment. There's enemies that are around the city and stuff. You're gliding around, but it's just... I don't know, man. It's at first, you know, it's a little overwhelming because there's just so much stuff to do. Basically, you've got this open world city. And in the first game, you would go, it was almost kind of the same way, where you're in this little island, but there were areas on the world that you could go to. So you could go to, like, the jails, the psych ward or something like that. This is kind of set up the same way, except in a larger open world environment. There are still these little set pieces, like the museum, where, you know, you'll go through and you'll probably fight a boss and stuff like that. But the game is so good, and it looks really good and plays really good. Playing as Catwoman is amazing. She plays totally different than Batman, but kind of in the same way. It's not like you're going to be, like, thrown for a loop when you start playing it. Like, oh, I don't understand how she controls. She's faster, and it's just... Oh,
she's
game's...
Spider-Man.
Yeah, she kind of is, kind of.
That's
yeah.
what I've heard.
Yeah, so it's amazing. The game looks great. It's fun. Not much I can say. I did finish it. I got about half the Riddler trophies, and
so what's that mean,
about
like
25 hours? Yeah, somewhere like that, 220. There's 40 Catwoman trophies that you gotta find, and then there's like 400 Batman trophies. So, and the, you know, the Catwoman trophies can't be picked up by Batman. You'll get shocked if you try to pick them up.
You're a bitch, man. You are such a bitch.
Why?
Batman, Catwoman, bitch, controversy.
Oh. I didn't understand that because, yeah, a couple of enemies will say that, but it's not like I've heard everybody call her bitch. I don't know. It didn't surprise me any. I mean, she's going around clawing fucking people's face off. Of course they're going to call her a bitch.
I'm surprised they didn't call her a cunt. Well, that would be a mature rating for sure.
Of course, but I don't know. I just think, I
tweeted out, like, when everybody was complaining about it, because I didn't even hear about it until, like, I started noticing a lot of tweets, and I was just like, if you are bothered by being a, you know, being called a bitch or whatever, then you're a bitch. And that's all I said.
Yeah, it's just, I don't understand why that just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it's, yeah, she's a woman. These are criminal thugs. They're not nice people. They're going to call women bitches. I mean, we don't complain about it when rap stars do it. So why the hell are we complaining about it? Because thugs in a video game are doing it.
I just wish that Catwoman replied every time she heard that to be, I'm a fucking cat, not a dog.
Oh, maybe that's why they're pissed off. Didn't think of that angle.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a pussy.
You're such a pussy, Catwoman. Why don't you come out here and fight me like a man? That would be better.
I don't know if I'll ever actually go back into the game and try to get all those trophies. The one reason why is, okay, so you got the Riddler trophies that you got to find, plus there's all these puzzles. All the fun stuff in the first game's there, where you got to, you know, break teeth or break penguin statues. But the thing that annoys me the most is there's a whole section of these riddles that are basically combat riddles, where you've got to do certain things combat-wise, and that just turned me off to finding all the Riddler trophies, because that defeats the whole spirit of what the Riddler trophies were in the first game. None of those were combat-based. They were all about finding things in the world, taking a picture of it, or, you know, taking just hitting the button and scanning it, or trying to get to a certain location so you could line up the Riddler question marks. And I loved all that. Or just finding trophies strewn about, you know, using your gadgets to find these trophies. All of those work great in this game, but the fact that they threw in combat trophies where it doesn't need to be is just stupid to me. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I don't really care.
You wouldn't care? I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just annoying. It just defeats the whole purpose of the Riddler trophies. It should be something cerebral, not how fast I can move my fingers. So,
My favorite ones from the... I always just liked the, you know, having a line the question mark.
Yeah, those are there. There ain't as many of them in this one, but they're still there, and I love all that. But just that one thing about the Riddler trophies makes me not even want to finish it.
Oh, and just for War of the Worlds, fuck that game with its achievements. There's one for beating the game in one sitting without dying once.
What?
I want to meet the fucking tester on that team who did that so they can just tell me that it's possible. Because there's so many cheap bullshit deaths that just happen that aren't your fault that I would just want to see that. I want to meet that guy. I want to shake him in the hand and then kick him in the nuts.
So to move on, I almost didn't want to talk about very many different games this week because I already like the fact that my three games begin with B. But number two on my list is Battlefield 3. This game has restored my faith. Multiplayer games on the console. I haven't played.
I'm assuming you're the only one then, because everyone else just has nothing but complaints about it.
Well, they're idiots. Okay, it's on a console. Get over it. All right. I fucking love it. Maybe it's because I'm playing it late at night, so that I'm not having any of the server issues, the lag issues. I'm not having very much of any of that. Occasionally, I'll get in the game and it'll lag at first, but I fucking love this game. I love it so much. I have spent about 8 hours playing online, and I haven't spent that much time playing a multiplayer game, and I don't know when. And I love the fact that this brings back the love I had for Battlefield 2 on the consoles, on Xbox and Xbox 360, because I bought both those.
You mean Modern Combat. It's not Battlefield 2.
It's called Battlefield 2 Modern Combat.
I don't even know if it's called that.
It is. I've looked at it on my shelf.
Whatever. It's not Battlefield 2, though. Don't call it that. Just say it's Modern. I don't care what it is. It's not Battlefield 2. It's completely different.
Whatever. But this is awesome. I'm having so much fun. What I didn't like about the Bad Company games, it seemed like it was so hard to level up. The first Battlefield Bad Company game, I didn't like the multiplayer because they didn't have Conquest until much later, and that's like my favorite mode. And in Battlefield 2, I just like, oh, let's start as a medic class. But wait, the medic class doesn't start with their med kits? What? That doesn't even make sense. So it was like, I could never level up because I couldn't get any points. In this one, there are games where I'm number one on the leaderboard. I've gotten the achievement for being the MVP of the whole game. And how many times has that happened in any multiplayer game we played? Good.
Never.
Seriously.
Never.
So, I love the fact that this game's the key about being a team, working together, trying to get the objectives in Conquest or Rush mode. It's not about a kill-death ratio.
Have you run into any Canadians telling you to cut off your dick with a banana knife?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Maybe Battlefield 3 isn't available in Canada. I'm just saying. I don't know. But the game looks pretty good. Big improvements over the beta. I thought the beta was clunky. It didn't feel right. It looked horrible. I love it. Oh my God, I love the game so much. It's so good. Really, really, really enjoying it. I can't say enough good things about the multiplayer in this game. The campaign, however, is boring piece of shit. Do you remember how the Call of Duty games were always constantly moving and pushing you forward and you're always fighting and you never felt like there was a lull in the battles?
Sure.
Yeah. Take all that out. That's what Battlefield 3 is. There are times where you're just crawling around on your stomach doing the same thing. Oh, there's a sniper across there. Well, okay, we're going to crawl over here. And it's almost like Homefront. If you are in their way, they will push you out of the way to get to their scripted scene. It's horrible. I haven't even played it that much because it's so boring. But, I mean, I'll sit there and I'll get done with some good multiplayer. I'm like, I'm going to go play the single player. And then I'm like, I've got to change the disc, and I don't really want to do that because this game comes on two discs.
I don't even know if that was really advertised that much because I didn't really know about that until I saw, like, people's open cases.
Yeah. Oh, I knew about it before it came out, but I just... I'm just, you know, it's not that a big deal to change the disc. It's just that I didn't want to get up to put a new disc in and, you know.
I don't think it's that big of a deal when it's broken up like this. Like, it could be kind of annoying if it's single player.
Right.
But I mean, it's, you know, split, obviously, between here. This is single player, this is multiplayer. Okay, fine, whatever.
And here's how they focus on the game, too. The single-player disc is disc 2.
Yeah,
that's how much they care.
Well, that's always been Battlefield.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, I know. I don't even know why they put a campaign in there. But, I mean, I guess they had.
Nobody's going to make an online-only game.
Yeah, especially for console. They may.
The only way they'll make an online-only game, really, is, you know, with a Xbox Live Arcade game, because you can only download that if you're online. I mean, you can download it technically if you're a Silver account. But you still have to be online.
But I can't recommend this game enough. I'm sorry that it's not getting the reviews and stuff that people think. They're giving it shitty reviews and stuff. But I haven't had that many issues with the game. And I fucking love it. I will be playing this game for a while to come. So
While
I come. Oh, Battlefield. No.
God almighty, that's disturbing.
And third game I want to talk about is Bejeweled 3, which was released on Xbox Live Arcade for
a silent release.
Yeah, it wasn't as much fanfare for this as I thought there would be, but it's Bejeweled. Basically, I got it because I wanted to try the quest mode, which the quest mode is kind of goofy, but it's just a little fun thing to do. Have you played it, Kush?
No, I saw $15, so I was like, no, I don't want this.
Well, I mean, have you played it on anything else?
No, I haven't played it on anything else.
Okay. So basically,
I was waiting for, like, you know, an iOS release. That's what I'm still waiting for that.
There's still no
release date or anything. He says, we'll definitely be coming. Jeff Green's like, it'll be coming out sometime. I can't tell you when. Blah, 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 blah.
But, you know, it's $15. I think it is a little steep for this because it's Bejeweled. They've added, like I said, the quest mode and stuff where it's like every round, every time you move a gym and get matching gems or whatever, there's like a butterfly will move up to the top of the screen, and you got to try to collect all these butterflies by blowing them up, and if they get to the top you lose. There's different ones where you're like trying to get sand off of items that are buried, so you got to find them, and it's kind of like a game.
Is like, this controlled the classic way, as
yes,
in not
it's
Bejeweled
not
Blitz?
It's not Bejeweled Blitz at all.
That
yeah,
makes
Bejeweled
me much
Blitz,
more hopeful.
Yeah, Bejeweled Blitz, I understand why they had to do that because it was about speed, but that just fucking confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, you get used to it, but for me, it never quite felt natural.
Right. So this is the classic Bejeweled. I'm sure if you really like Bejeweled Blitz way, I'm sure there's an option to change it. But it's fun. It's really, really colorful, really beautiful. Just a lot of fun, right? Speaking of all those things, I picked up Kirby's Return to Dreamland last night. I went and traded in some PS3 games I had that I just didn't care about.
So obviously you're not trying to build up your PS3 collection.
No, there's no sense in building that up. I got rid of my Killzone 3, which I played about halfway through and said, this game's fucking garbage.
How much did you get for it?
Like $20, I think.
I'm surprised.
I think it was like something like that. And I got rid of
it. So much. That seems like impossible. Unless there's like some 50% trade-in bonus.
No, I'll tell you what surprised me the most. White Knight Chronicles 1, which I don't need anymore because White Knight Chronicles 2 has both of them on it. I got $11 from. I was like, wow, that kind of surprises me. Mm. So
it might be hard to find or something, one of those stupid like
the game I got
games.
The game I got the most from, though, I think was like $22, and I think that was Shin Megami Tensei's Devil Survivor Overclocked or whatever. That game, I just couldn't get into that.
Oh, for 3DS?
Yeah, 3DS.
You are a motherfucker.
I didn't know you wanted it.
I would have bought it for you.
Oh, sorry, man.
Motherfucker.
Sorry. I didn't know you wanted it.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay, so, Kirby.
Kirby. You remember Classic Kirby?
Of course. So
this is basically the same kind of deal. Starts out a little slow because it's like, you know, that's kind of your... Kirby's always been an easy game. And this one doesn't deviate from that. Although it's a little harder than Epic Yarn because Epic Yarn, you really could never die. It was just all about...
I think Kirby has been pretty much like it's always easy. And then sometimes it could be brutally difficult on the boss and nothing else.
So far, the bosses haven't given me trouble. But you get different... I haven't played a Kirby game since the very first one on GBA and Epic Yarn. Kirby, I just never got into the whole Kirby phase because, like, when it came out on NES, I already had a Super Nintendo, and by the time the Super Nintendo one came out, I'd already moved up to PlayStation. So, kind of missed the Kirbys. But this one, I don't know when they started introducing the eating an enemy and then suddenly you get its powers. I know that's been there for a long time, but I've never played the game that had that.
Never?
So, except for Epic Yarn. kind of. Well, did it have that? I don't remember.
I don't know. Like, the first one I remember playing with that in it. I don't know if it's the first one that had it. I don't even know if it's the first game. I don't think it's the first one from it. I think it was one of the later ones on the system. But Kirby's Adventure for NES. Oh, God, I love that game. It's one of the best games ever made.
And see, I had moved up to Super Nintendo when that game had come out. So I missed that.
You should go back and play that.
Good.
It's amazing. That needs to come out on Virtual Console. I'm sure it's on Virtual Console, but I mean, like, for the 3DS. I so badly wanted that to be one of the free games that they didn't tell us about, but no, it wasn't. I'll pay $1,000 for that NES Nintendo.
Don't say that. Don't,
yeah, like they're actually going to do it.
But yeah, it's really good, Kush. It's the big issue I had with the game is since I modded my Wii to play Xenogears, when I put it in, it's like, hey, there's a title update. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, it means I can't play this game because if your Wii's modded and you update it through the system, it kills your system. So I was expecting that I had to buy a whole new Wii to play Zelda. But then I installed this game to my hard drive. And it works off the hard drive. It works off the loader. So basically, I've got it loaded to my hard drive, and I bought the game. So there you go. I'm not pirating anything.
Your tweet confused the hell out of me.
Well, I was going to send you the copy if you really wanted to play it.
Yeah, I was like, what is he saying? Is he saying he bought it, and then he found out he couldn't work, so he pirated it, and now he has the copy and has no use for it? And I was like, what the hell is going on?
Don't really have a use for the copy. That's why I was going to give it to you if you wanted it. But if you want to buy it, I totally understand. So I wanted people to know that I actually paid for it, and I would have played it right off the disc, but it wouldn't let me. So hopefully if Zelda will do the same thing. If not, I'll have to buy a whole new Wii for Zelda, because I will buy a used Wii for Zelda.
Wii's are cheap now. You go on eBay, you can get one for a quarter.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you meant like $25. I'm like, really?
No, I know I meant an actual quarter.
I know I can get them at GameStop for like $100 used, so if Zelda didn't work, I'm getting another Wii.
And they'll be on sale, you know, whatever, Black Friday.
Yeah.
There'll be huge sales. I'm sure it'll be $100 new with Mario Kart and the stupid controller.
But I really enjoyed the Kirby game. Kirby's not exactly the greatest thing ever to me, but it's still a good game.
It's the greatest thing ever from Nintendo.
Zelda's the greatest thing ever. You shut your fucking whore mouth.
That was uncalled for.
That was a little uncalled for.
My feelings are hurt.
I'm sorry, Kush. Want to kiss and make up?
Fuck no.
All right. So, Kirby, kind of cute, kind of fluffy. I don't know what the fuck he really is, but he eats things. He's like a giant Big Steven. He eats every fucking thing and shits it out. No, wait, that's Yoshi. I don't know. Okay, seems like there was something else I've played, but I don't have it on the list. Aliens Infestation. I played about 10 minutes of this at Walmart yesterday. Not sure how I feel about this game yet. I haven't even got to the aliens attacking yet, so maybe that's where it picks up, but so far it's pretty slow and boring, so...
I don't
there
know.
There you go.
Okay, that's awesome. Blood Rain, Betrayal.
To hear what you say about this game.
It's like half... awesome, half not. I mean, for one, before anything else, yes, it's a beautiful game. The animation, everything is just gorgeous.
And that's when you can stop saying the good stuff about it.
No, but I mean, I think some people have compared it sort of to The Shank in just how good it looks. But I think it's better in a sense just because of how it's just very smooth. And I haven't played Shank in a while, but I kind of remember it being a bit jerky in its animation. And that could be intentional, because that's a stylistic choice in some cases. But I really think it looks great, though the levels and everything can get a bit repetitive, and just because there's not that much variety. And it's not, I don't know, I can't remember if there are a lot of people saying it's like a Castlevania game or something, but it's not.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
It's like level-based, and there's no, you know, we'll get this new power-up, really, you know, and get this or that, and... it's not really like that at all, so... I'd say, like, the combat is not that deep or anything, but it's relatively fun. The big problem with it is the platforming, and it just does not work, and there's too much of it. And I really find that to be annoying and frustrating. And sometimes it's just too... it needs you to be too specific, and you just end up dying for stupid reasons, sort of like War of the Worlds, but not right. as frustrating. So, I mean, I'd say wait for a sale, because it wouldn't be a bad game to play if, you know, it goes 50% off and it's, you know, 600 points or something. But at $15, I would not recommend it, really. It's kind of difficult at times, but it's not too bad. I did beat it, and what was annoying was that the last level, like the end is just like basically all platforming to just escape this level. And I'm like, oh my god, please, I don't want to do this, because there are these points where you have to jump on these little tiny enemies to keep going. Mm-hmm. And it's like very, very specific where you are above them, or otherwise you just freaking fall to your death. So that's annoying. But yeah, I mean, it's a decent game, but it just doesn't quite hit its mark.
Yeah, there was so much hype about this game going into it as well. There seemed like a lot of people were just, oh my god, it's finally a good Blood Rain game. And when I played it, I was like,
it's kind of lame. It's okay. It's just not.
I didn't care for amazing. Shank either, and you're right. It has a very Shank-esque feel to it.
Yeah, I didn't really like Shank either. I might like this more than Shank, but that's not saying that much, really.
Like, I loved the first level of Shank, and I bought it, and then after that, I'm like, this is really boring.
Yeah. So I'd say, whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I thought of something I wanted to talk about real fast. Two iOS games. Sorry to break into your story here. I did play Continuity 2, the continuation. That game is very awesome. It's like a slide puzzle platformer, sliding all these tiles around and jumping through them to get to keys and stuff and open doors.
And things start changing, too. This has been part of the orientation of the... I don't know if you've gotten to that point yet. But
no, I don't think I've got that far.
They do add things pretty consistently, and it's... Because I beat the game when it first came out.
Right.
So...
Are there any missiles that were shooting at you or anything?
I don't believe there are any missiles. I think there might be, like, spikes is the most dangerous thing that you'll ever run into.
Yeah, I've run into the spikes.
But I don't know if... I don't really remember there being too much... There's nothing, like, that... You really need to be like, oh god, I need to be quick about this or something.
I don't know how much this game costs on the store. I got it for free when you put out the message that it was free.
I think
free.
It was just, I always get confused. Like, I'm thinking it's only $1, but that might have been a launch price when I initially got it. So, and then it might have changed. And then, iOS games, their prices fluctuate like crazy. Unless they're called Angry Birds, and then they never go on sale.
The other game I want to talk about it real fast is Mage Gauntlet. I think it's like $3.
It had a launch sale of $2. I bought it, but I didn't really play much of it. I just bought it because I like that developer, and they always give away like free in-game content for people who buy it in the first few days.
Oh, really?
They just gave like, oh, here's a free hat, and here, eight free hats and a pet.
So it kind of feels like... The controls a little bit like the classic Secret of Mana games and stuff like that. So it's really cute. It's really funny. They try to be funny in the game. Lots of killing enemies and walking through areas. I mean, I'm sure it'll get boring, but for the price, it was something that occupied my time on break at work or something for a couple of days. So
it's a solid developer. They're the guys who did all the Hook World, Hook Champ, all those games. For people who may know those
games. I didn't like Hook World, but I know what you're talking about. So yeah, I've heard of that developer. So. But anyway, I wanted to bring those up while I was thinking about it. I knew there was something else I didn't put on this list because it's iOS games. I usually don't play them. But even Mage Gauntlet controlled pretty good with the virtual pad. So
speaking of iOS, I played Puzzle Quest HD, which finally went on sale, which I've just been waiting for a sale.
Now, this is the first one?
Yeah. Oh, God. I still love that game so much. I really can never really get into Puzzle Quest 2. I don't know. I think it's just kind of... threw too much into it. Like, the interface is just like, oh, we got to make it ornate now or something. It just felt like too cluttered and too like overly detailed, and I don't know. To me, the first one looks better just because of its simplistic nature.
I love the design of it too, but I do kind of agree where sometimes you can get lost on the maps and stuff, so that's kind of annoying. But
I don't know, so what just, you're saying, you're like breaking in and out or something.
Oh, we fucking up here.
I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound okay now.
Okay. No, I was gonna. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just I don't know what to say about it. It's a freaking 2007 game or whatever. So it's Puzzle Quest, and this is a full one because I know there were, like I mentioned in my post, that there was a bit of confusion. Like the iPhone iPod Touch version came out, and like, oh, this is just the first chapter. Then this one's chapter 1 and chapter 2, and I don't know if they ever released chapter 3, but it was like broken into 3 chapters.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It
was
weird.
Puzzle Quest 2 the full one on the iPhone?
Yeah, that one's full.
Okay.
And
because I have that.
Yeah. And but the iPad version, which is Puzzle Quest HD, that's the all 3. That's a complete game, minus multiplayer, which was in some versions and not in others.
Weird.
But yeah, I love that game. I played so much of it, I was... surprised by how much I was playing it all over again.
Well, that's good. It's awesome when you can find a game like that.
Yeah, because I can't really play Puzzle Quest 2 on there because it feels clunky. It doesn't feel like it. It feels slow, like it runs slow, like it needs more fucking power or something. I don't know why. I don't feel like it. Just seems like I'm trying to switch these blocks and it takes longer than it should. It's not as responsive as I'd like it to be. So I've never been able to really get into the game, and I don't have it on any other system. I don't think.
I own it on. Well, I had it on Game Boy or DS, which I gave that away to Laura, and then Xbox Live Arcade and on the iPhone.
But yeah, and other than that, really, I've just been playing more Dark Souls. Love that game. I just can't stop playing it.
You're
I don't
glutton for punishment.
No. If I was a glutton for punishment, I'd be trying to get that bullshit achievement in the War of the Worlds. That game's more frustrating than Dark Souls. Fuck that game. If you really hate yourself, go buy Dark Souls. Go buy War of the Worlds. If that's what you're looking for in games, then go buy it and have a blast. I don't know what to say. It's Dark Souls.
Movies.
Yeah.
So, looks like you watched some movies. I did watch something I didn't put on the list here. I watched it last night. Horrible Bosses.
What'd you think?
I think it was really good.
Thank you.
Charlie Day's character was amazing.
Charlie Day is awesome. I really hope he's in more stuff. I love that guy. He's my favorite guy on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's funny in that movie, and that movie was pretty good. Yeah. I laughed all the way through it.
And the freaking Jennifer Aniston is just, she throws out a role that is just different. And
yeah, but that movie was kind of awkward to watch with your mother. Let me just say that.
Well, yeah, I would not take my mother to see that. And having met your mother, I definitely wouldn't take her to go see it. I would not.
My mom, we watched The Hangover with my mom, so there's nothing that...
I know. You've mentioned that.
Yeah.
Well, I saw, like, freaking when I was... I don't remember when it came out, but I saw American Wedding in the theater with my dad. It was, like, the first time I ever saw a movie like that with my dad. And I was like, this is so weird. Because we were both laughing a lot, but it was just weird. Like, we were both laughing at this perverted joke. I don't know how I feel about this, but it's hilarious.
I guess maybe because my dad was perverted like that, so I don't think
It's also because I don't remember how old I was when that actually came out. I might have been like 18 or something.
It was like 2005 or 2004 or something.
I think it was
like
2004, which would make me like 18, potentially 17.
I know I was married when that came out, so, and I was divorced by 2005, so it may have been 2003 or something. I don't know. It's not important.
But yes. I'm glad you liked Horrible Boss. I saw Puss in Boots.
How was that? I heard good things. Yeah.
I enjoyed it, though I'd definitely say it's... I think you... I don't know if you have to be, but being a cat person and a fan of cats, that's really why I enjoyed it more than I think others would. It's also just kind of depressing.
Why? Because you miss your cat?
Yeah, that's just everything. Like, I love cats. I think they're beautiful animals. I love them in just the way they act and everything. And so I see them, I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, oh... I don't have one anymore.
Do you want to hug them all?
I love cats. Kind of cat. I just want to put them in a basket and whatever the rest of that stupid crazy bitch's video is.
I think we finally found the woman for Kush.
No way, man. She's nuts. I would want to freaking kill her because she wants to abuse cats. She wants to put them in a basket and put them in clothes and stuff. That's horrible. She's abusive.
You should get that song and put it at the end of the show.
Yeah, I will. I love cats. I just want to hug all of them and put them in a basket. I just really love cats. But yeah, Puss in Boots is good. There are some... I don't know if you've seen the Happy Feet 2 trailer, but that fucking thing was insane. I was like, oh my god, I wish I was on drugs or something.
Why? What's so insane about it?
It's just ridiculous. Like the freaking penguins come on and they're like rapping or something, and then they like go into a Lady Gaga song. And then this one, like, seal bumps into a penguin, a little baby one, and then it's just, like, hanging there. But it looks to me like it's hanging by its neck. It's just so weird. I don't know. It's really freaking weird. It's like 30 seconds or something. And then there's also a trailer for a new Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
God.
But it's, like, 15 seconds. And it starts off with, like, a picture of the Titanic, like, sort of, and just that music, like... just music, no singing or anything. And then it comes with him. He says, I'm king of the world. And then it just cuts to... It's Jason Lee's voice again saying Alvin, and then it just says, oh, coming soon or whatever. Which is weird. Like, I don't know if that's official. Jason Lee's back now instead of Mr.
Well,
Chuck.
He was in the second one, but he wasn't till like, the very end.
Well, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I was over at Friends of...
Yeah, I just know that Chuck was in the second one. That's all I know.
Chuck? Chuck was in the second
Wasn't
one?
Wasn't he the guy?
I didn't see the whole movie, so...
Well, who was the guy then?
I don't know. It was Jimmy Fallon.
No, you are so off. There's no way you're right on that. I'll give you Battlefield 2, Modern Combat, and GTA and Saints Row 2. But I'm not giving you fucking Jimmy Fallon in the second Alvin and Chipmunks movie. No. But yeah. I don't know. I'm like talking more about the trailers than the fucking film. It's a good film. I liked it. He's always my favorite character from the Shrek film.
The third one is called Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked.
Whatever. Stupid movie. but yeah.
Oh my God, it was Zachary Levi.
I told you, fucking Jimmy Fallon. I'm like, where did you pull that off? Like, that was no. I knew that was like nowhere near being right.
Wow, I did not have any clue that was Chuck.
Yep. Apparently, you think Chuck, when he's not playing Chuck, is Jimmy Fallon. I'm sure he'll take that as a compliment, especially since they look so much alike.
I ought to tweet that later and see if we can't get a retweet on that from Chuck. Dude's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched the first episode of Chuck also last night. That show's starting out pretty good.
Yeah, you're like the only person to watch it, I guess.
Yeah. I DVR'd it. I didn't happen to be home, so.
I also watched Fanboys earlier today.
I loved that movie. That was a good movie.
I watched it because I always wanted to watch it and never ended up getting around to it. And I forgot about it. But then I was just looking into this Ready Player One book and I was like, oh my God, why is everybody up this book's ass? Like, what is it about? Is it really that good? I don't know. And then I was like, oh, this is the guy who wrote Fanboys. So.
Oh, really? That kind of makes sense.
So yeah, it's not too bad. I enjoyed bits of it. I think I'm pretty sure that had to be a wig on Veronica Mars, whatever her real name is, because it looked awful. That bugged me about the movie, but in general, I liked it. Yeah. And I liked the fact that they never actually really, you know, went into bitching about the trilogy.
Exactly.
They poked a little fun at Jar Jar Binks with the tattoo, but other than that, they really didn't. Even at the end, they were just like, "What if this movie sucks?" And but they never say, "Oh, we all think it sucks." And even when the one guy gets to see it before everyone else, he doesn't mention anything about it. I really like that about it.
Although it does have a sad ending.
Yeah. I don't know if there was, like, I remember hearing that there was, like, a different ending. So I don't know if there was something sadder where he didn't get to see the movie or something and he just died, or he died mid-trip or something. I don't know. But yeah, I liked it. It was good. TV. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead Season 2. Did you watch any of this?
No. I really wasn't the biggest fan of the first season.
I knew you said that. The second season started off, well, ended the first episode with a bang. I was shocked. I never read the comic, which I heard this happened in the comic too, but I was just really shocked. It does deal with the fact that they're on the farm, so that's what the second season's about, and I guess that's specifically where they said it was going to go.
Oh, then I don't know that bit then.
You don't? Did you?
I read like the first hardcover. It wasn't a trade paper. It's like, and that's where they ended up going to like a little abandoned suburban area. So this is different. They might skip over that or be going in a different order. I don't know exactly how it is
because
I don't really care. I didn't really care about the comic. The comic's all right, but I don't know.
So I thought you really enjoyed the comic too. I thought that's the reason why you didn't like the show. But...
No, I don't really care about either. I don't zombies. I'm not the biggest fan of. I don't really care about. I mean,
the first episode was very tense. Yeah, I was very tense the entire episode. It's really good. Started out really good. I was kind of scared because Frank Darabont or whatever his name is no longer with the project, and people were kind of scared about that. But excuse me, so far it's so good. That's all I got to really say about The Walking Dead.
That's it.
Is it
technically one episode or just two put together back to back?
No, it's just one episode. It doesn't have like a midpoint or anything. It's just one episode. There's been two episodes so far, so.
All right. I finally caught up to Community Season 2. Finished that. I don't even know why I ended up missing out last season, but I really liked that show. Big surprise. I still really like it. I just stopped watching it because I missed a few episodes. Like, you know, the stupid schedules where it's like, oh, it's not on this week, and then it comes back, and I just get confused and fall behind, and then I don't feel compelled to catch up. But now I have to like torrent or something, or just freaking download like the first two episodes because those are off of Hulu already,
right,
to catch up to season 3. So
whatever.
But yeah, good show. Don't know if it'll be coming back after this season.
All right.
Bookity books. Atonement. I've been reading that part of.
Is it a book or a comic?
That's a book. It was turned into a movie.
Oh,
that thing.
Okay, I know what the movie. That's the movie where
Keira Knightley
convinces a like. Says somebody molested her or something and gets you arrested.
No, she doesn't say that.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good book. I liked it. The ending is a bit, I don't know, whatever. It kind of gets off the rails or just, it just doesn't follow through in the way I'd like. But it's a pretty good book. Lots of great details.
Am I right about somebody being molested or something or claiming to be molested?
Well, there's just, I don't, you know, there's a little sister sees her older sister and this guy having sex, but she doesn't, you know, she's 13, she doesn't exactly know what's going on, so she and her imagination, because she's a writer, she comes up with this whole thing of happening, like he was beating her and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you've been reading Ready Player One.
Yeah, I'm only about 10% through this book. The biggest problem I have with this book is it seems to be written about, I don't know, it just, I hate when people go on and on about how great the 80s were and how everything in the 80s was so fucking great and video games have never been better than they were in the 80s, and that shit gets on my fucking nerve.
That's why I exactly don't want to read it, because I mean, I hear everyone talking about how great it is, but it sounds like, is it really a great story? Is it just fucking reference? I mean, I do that in my own stuff at times, but I would not be able to take an entire book that's just like, hey, remember this? Hey, isn't this kind of funny that I'm talking about this?
Yeah, and it's kind of a lot of that. I mean, like I said, I'm only 10% into it, but I'm like, it's just like reference after reference about, the game Adventure on Atari was the first game that they had somebody's name in it, and it was the first Easter egg, and they go through the whole thing about the Easter egg. I'm just like, yeah, we get it. That was the 80s. And it's like everything talking about the 80s movies, the 80s styles, and like, oh, people in the 2041 when the story takes place, we're all living in a world where the environment's fucked up. And I'm like, this is all bullshit. This is not, it's almost written by fucking hippie crap, is what it seems like to me. It's just the hippie crap and love of the 80s and people that think video games suck today, but they were awesome in the 80s. Oh my God, Pac-Man was so fucking amazing. Yeah, in the 80s it was. And I just fucking hate that shit. Oh man, I got the Rob Rage coming out. I really want to enjoy the book because it seems like it has a good idea and a good story and something interesting. Basically, he's going through a online world like WoW, except it's virtual goggles and stuff like that, and they do all their schooling and stuff there, and he's trying to solve riddles, and I haven't gotten to any of the riddles yet, but I'm kind of hoping it's got a cool idea, but I'm just so fucking sick of this everything was better in the 80s crap. It's just fucking hyperbole and bullshit. It just...
Okay. I don't know where to go after that.
I think I made a segue there, because I went from comic books to rants and news. So, Grand Theft Auto 5 was officially announced, Kush.
Yeah, okay.
We're getting the trailer November 2nd.
Yeah. Can't really say anything else other than that.
There's a lot of rumors going around that there may be multiple player characters. What do you think about that, if that would be true?
I think Kotaku's headline is fucking clickbait bullshit, where they basically just said there was nothing stating it to be a rumor. They're just like, it will take place in here, and it will have this and this and this. I'm like, yeah, that's all rumor. You're speculating. We're saying, oh, we have good sources. We'll say it's a fucking rumor, because until they come out and say it is, nothing is fact.
I mean, we'll find out more, hopefully. Did they show...
I assume we'll find out some shit in fucking the trailer, at least where it takes place and stuff.
Which is 3 days away, so I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm hoping...
Of all the talks I've been hearing everywhere, the idea I kind of like that I don't think would ever happen is on a weekend confirmed, not the female protagonist. That's, you know, I wouldn't mind that, though I think that would be great for a story, but as far as dicking around afterwards, I wouldn't want to play it that way, just because I can't play. I just don't want to play as a woman, because I cannot picture myself as a woman, obviously. And in those games, I don't really go around killing people. I just kind of explore. But the whole idea of like September 11, and in the game, it wouldn't actually be September 11, but the idea of it having it start at a terrorist attack, and maybe you're like a firefighter or something like that, and then it goes from there. And I would love to see it actually have, like, branching paths so that you could either be good or bad, and it's not just this set thing, and whatever you do in the game or this or not, you're forced to do this, you're forced to kill all these people, or forced to, you know, do all this. Because I think they kind of wanted to do that with Nico in the beginning, and then it's just like, he turns into a psychopath. I would like to see more of that, and, you know, like a BioWare-ish thing where you can actually have more of a relationship with characters.
I just don't, I think you're right, though. I don't think that would ever actually happen.
No, I think it would be amazing, though, to have it start out that way.
I mean, they're always satirical games and stuff, too. I mean, even if they're serious, they have satirical undertones and stuff about the economy and crap like that. And, you know, they do show money on the cover, which looks like the number 5 from a $25 bill, not actually a $5 bill, because a $5 bill doesn't have the word 5 anywhere on it. But if you, it's just, I don't know, it's very interesting. I'm kind of shocked that they actually went to 5 instead of Grand Theft Auto Los Santos or something, you know?
Well, I think that's just, like, all those games to me were Grand Theft Auto 4 and 5. They just decided not to call it that.
Right.
So I don't think the title is really that important. I personally would want it to be something like San Andreas, just because I loved how big that world was and how different and how open, and just as far as exploring the world and be able to go through all these different areas that were, you know, relatively different. I would love to see something like that again.
So, Do you think it's coming for this generation of consoles? I think it has to.
Right? It has to at this point. I mean, if it's not, then that means that they'll have just confirmed that it's coming, right, that the other consoles
that's
exist.
True, because they'll probably announce where it's coming to. I hope it's not going to be a PlayStation exclusive or some crap
no,
like
not.
That.
Oh, really apparently, like, it was hot news right away. It's like, Amazon leaks what platforms is coming out. It's Xbox 360 and PS3. There's no way it's going to be an Xbox, I mean, PS3.
Maybe exclusive. It'll be a Wii U exclusive.
They already have their exclusive, and it's called, like, The Agent or whatever, which no one's ever seen anything about. And, like, the few images that leaked look like shit, which means it'll probably never come out. And what I'm very curious to see about is, I doubt it'll be in there, but just, I don't know, I kind of would like to have something along the lines of the L.A. Noire facial caption.
Yeah, I doubt that happens. It might, though. Who knows?
I don't think it will, because I'm not sure who owns that technology. If it's still the L.A. Noire guys, or if they sold it off, or if, I don't know what's going on with that thing. Because that wasn't Rockstar's technology.
Right, it wasn't Rockstar's technology, but I was going to say something else and lost my train of thought. You kept talking.
All right. We already talked about WoW and pandas.
Oh, it was right there.
Okay, forget it. Kamikaze journalism.
I've read this story. So, basically, this was all about the Ezio story that broke, that Ezio was going to be in Soul Calibur, and there was an embargo, but since this, they're hiring...
Yeah. I think who put it best was Arthur Geese, who said GamePro's just... Oh, they're whiny little babies because nobody sends them in fax anymore. They got a fact and they decided to run it. They got sent this thing in and they're like, well, it's news, so we ran it. Tough shit. There, that's all it is. I don't think this all this kamikaze bullshit.
Yeah, true. Very true. Another bullshit article I do want to talk about, though. Well, not really talk about, but you put it on here and I read the story, too. The right analog stick sucks. The select button, too. Basically, we're using the analog stick as a crutch, the second analog stick. That was the most fucking ridiculous piece of shit story I've ever read.
That guy must love the Kinect then.
Because he's like, okay, he's like, all games, basically saying all games should have they should figure out a way to do the camera without having a second analog stick. And the fact that there's a second analog stick makes it harder for gamers to get in the game. And that's why iOS is better, or some bullshit like that.
That guy should be fired. Kamikaze his ass. I don't know. That's sick. I don't even know how much to say about it. I just think it's ridiculous.
Because, I mean, I have played games before that you can't control the camera. God of War, you can't control the camera. And every time I play a God of War thing,
Well, he would just say you need to have some kind of dynamic camera that knows exactly where you want it to go all the time, so you don't have to focus about it.
You can't do that.
No, you can. They don't try. They're like, we have this right analog stick, so we could just use that.
Yeah.
But they can do it.
They can do it. You could find... Really. Destructoid, to me, has some of the biggest douchebags working for him anymore. I can't stand Jim Sterling anymore.
Cared for Jim Sterling.
They've hired this stupid bitch, Victoria Medina or something. All her fucking stories are hipster douchebag bitch shit. I can't fucking stand that kind of crap. I'm just like, ugh!
I've never really been the biggest fan of Destructoid. I've never saw the appeal.
I used to be a big fan of Jim Sterling, but now it's just like,
I never liked him, because he always seemed to me to be that guy fishing for all the trolls and just trying to start something. He always seemed to be that guy to me.
I finally quit following him on Twitter, because I got sick of all his rants about Christianity and shit like that, which is fine if you're not a Christian, big deal, fuck off, you know? But why sit there and try to bait people to make them angry because you're... Because
that's
just
what he does.
Yeah,
that's just how he's always been.
I mean, it wasn't just that, it was also his... It's like he would... I swear to God, I think he personally, he gave the worst review ever to Batman for the while there. He gave it an 8.5 just because he knew it pissed people off. He's even said...
I remember hearing you complain about that, and when I looked at it, I was like, well, that's not really that big of a deal. I don't see any reason to be angry about an 8.5.
It's not so much that it's that he gave an 8.5. If somebody else had given it, I could understand it. But it's like, I think his review came out like later than everybody else's, and I think he did it on purpose to get fucking hits.
To start a fight. All I know is, like, I look at all, I'm like, how, where does he have all this time to review all these games? He's like, reviews every single big game that they get, pretty much.
Yeah, he's the only reviewer it seems like they have. I mean, at least they do stuff like he didn't review the Halo games because he doesn't like them. So that's great. That's awesome. But, you know, but I don't know. It just seemed like you're right. He just seems like he's always out fishing for trolls and ready to start something. And if he doesn't get his way at first, if nobody's paying attention, he goes on Twitter and gets people to try to pay attention to him. It's just like, ugh, It's like the worst kind of journalism. And it's not really, you know, then he makes jokes about that. Like, I'm not a journalist. Well, you're right. You're not really a journalist. We get it. But it's just, there's journalists and video game journalists. It's two different, total different things, but you're still in the video games media.
Most journalists in the video game industry aren't really journalists. I wouldn't call it journalism.
But, you know, whatever. BioShock Infinite being inspired by Occupy Wall Street. That's a shitty headline because it's really not. It's really just saying that basically the story of BioShock Infinite is going to have playing into the have and the have-nots. And one did
I'm
not
so
inspire the
other. I'm so annoyed by this Occupy Wall Street shit. I'm so sick of it.
Is there anything going down there in Chicago about that?
I don't know. I don't think there's been anything that's been as like crazy as like the things in Oakland or other places. I don't think there's been anything too violent or anything. Yeah.
I stand up with the people of Occupy Wall Street.
I think it's so stupid because this, they're all acting like this has just come out of nowhere that this divide has been here. It's been here for a long time. The only reason they're all bitching and complaining is because now they don't have jobs, so they're like, oh, we got nothing fucking else to do.
I don't agree with them like blocking the streets and stuff like that, but I agree with the message. And there has to, I've been talking about this for years, and
that's why I'm annoyed by this, because they're acting. To me, they're all acting like this is just came out of nowhere. It's been like this for so fucking long. But you didn't care if they were all working, they would not give a shit. They'd be like, I don't fucking care how big the divide is because, you know, I do have a job, so whatever. They would not give a shit. Nothing would be happening if the fucking unemployment rate was not so high.
That's what
bugs me, is that it's more so about that than the actual issue. And that's what bugs me. And there's so many people who are just like, oh, they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Like, I've met some of the students at my fucking school, and they don't even, like, they're just like, yeah, Occupy Wall Street. They don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, here's the thing that I think's the most hilarious about all this, is the Occupy Wall Street is the same kind of movement that started years ago, or last year or 2 years ago, with the whole Tea Party thing. It's basically that they're arguing about the same thing. At least that's how the Tea Party started out. But since Occupy Wall Street's more of a liberal type thing, and the Republicans haven't gotten their way into it, it's like it's a whole fucking two-party system. Occupy Wall Street's okay because the Republicans aren't in it, but the Tea Party was okay before the Republicans were in it. It just doesn't – it's such fucking bullshit. We need to realize that this two-party system's all fucking horseshit. It's just that it's ridiculous, and I do not want to get into political conversation here, but it is.
Party system in general is bullshit.
Exactly.
You know what I think is the biggest – piece of bullshit about the political thing. What I cannot stand, and I think it was actually like in Utopia, Thomas More's Utopia, where he did not have it in there, but I can't stand campaigning. That bugs the shit out of me.
Oh, God, yes.
Because if nothing else, for the fact that, like, oh, yeah, Obama, he had this, you know, get-together last night. He raised over $1 million. Oh, great. You just fucking got $1 million so you can fucking tell us that you should be our president again instead of actually doing your job and just taking away this money that could be used for so much better things.
Here's the thing. They spend millions of dollars to campaign for a job that pays $300,000 a year. What the fuck, man?
I don't think they should spend a fucking penny. You know, I know president, you know, he wouldn't get elected if he... You know, I wish a president who was trying to be reelected would just say, I'm not going to campaign at all. I'm going to stay here. And I'm going to do my job. You want me to stay in office 4 years? You know, fine. You can vote for me. I'm not going to be going out to your city. I'm not going to be doing this or that. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to do my fucking job. And then I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I think I'll vote for you then. Because that's who I'd want as fucking running the country. I hate politics.
I do too. It's just like, it's all bullshit. It's all fucking ridiculous.
And all these people fucking... What I would love to do is, like, take a poll of everyone who's at these, you know, Occupy Wall Street, whatever, get-togethers. And I can't think of a word other than riot, but they're not riots. They're protests. They're
protests. Yeah, that's the word.
I would love to just have a poll of how many of them are registered voters and have, you know, voted in the last election. I can imagine the numbers.
One thing I do want to say, though, is my friend Josiah, I think, had the right idea how he wanted politics to be ran. Basically, you have a list of what you want out of your government, like what's your most important thing, and then vote on the ideals. Like if you want, more jobs, you want somebody's going to focus on jobs, vote for that. And then at the end of it, they find the candidate. They match that candidate that has those most values and make that person the president because you're voting on ideas instead of a person. And I think that's a great idea because that would change things a lot. It wouldn't be this whole two-party system.
Well,
it'd
I mean,
be like,
it's still, you know, it doesn't matter what the president's ideals are if, like, the Congress isn't in agreement with him. You know, if he, you know, he's not going to get shit done without that.
But I mean, they say that all the time, but like when this camp, when Obama started his presidency, he had a whole Congress that was Democrat too. So, and he still couldn't get anything done.
Well,
so it doesn't,
but you know, not all Democrats are the same. There are ones that are more liberal than the others. So.
Right, it's just, it's all fucking mess. The whole
Electoral College is bullshit that you can, like, win 11 states and become president.
Yep.
Like, that system's broken.
Because I don't think any one state should be more important than any other state.
Well, I mean, Alaska. Who really cares? They can. Well, we should just sell them in fucking Canada.
I like Alaska.
Sell Alaska to Canada and buy Mexico.
I would love to go on a cruise to Alaska. I think that'd be beautiful,
What the fuck are we talking about, man?
Dude, we just... I just want to say, me and Kush just had a politics conversation, and we did not argue with each other.
Yeah.
That is a fucking first.
Yeah, well, I think politically we might have some general things in mind, and I mean, I think you're much more into the whole, I don't even know, like radical movement or something, but like, I just don't care, you know, whatever.
All right, Phoenix Wright movie has a trailer.
You watch it?
No.
It's just ridiculous.
I don't care about Phoenix Wright.
It's ridiculous looking. Ridiculously, I mean, it's kind of crazy how much it sort of is like the actual game. I don't know. Maybe it could be cool. I don't know. But yeah, that's it. That's the end.
Yay! So if you would like to leave a voicemail for the show, what's that number, Kush?
312-772-5874.
Call in and tell me how wrong I.
Yeah, you can also send in emails at radio@pixelatedsausage.com. Not radio@pixelatedradio.com, hotcakes, man.
So me and Kush will be starting a new podcast pretty soon called Pixelated Politics. So
yeah. Political pixelation.
Yeah. That's where we take pictures of wieners and that were sent over Twitter and we, you know, pixelate them out.
Yeah. Okay.
What we're doing at all.
Do that.
So
Pluggity plug plug plugs.
Plug plugs.
So there's pixelatedsausage.com, Kush3 on Twitter, PSausage on Twitter. You can also Pixelated Radio on Twitter, pixelatedradio.com, pseudoradio.blogspot.com for signed in podcasts, the pull lists, all that jazz, and twoheadednerd.com for the Two-Headed Nerd cast. That's it. I don't know.
Nice. I want to plug Henderson Man at Twitter, Xbox, PSN, all that good stuff. Also want to plug the old O Indeed podcast whenever they do another one. So and Undercover Unitards, listen to their podcast. They're good dudes. I like them all.
Mm-hmm,
they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about masturbation and shit.
Awesome.
They're dirty.
Masturbating in piles of shit sounds like a blast.
I know. I've masturbated on shit before. No, I haven't. That would be excellent. That's the end of the show.
Bye-bye.
It's the end of the show as we know it. And I feel fine.
No, you don't. You're diabetic.
Still feel good.
I'll give it a few days. That's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, fuck you, Kush.
All right, peace out. What the fuck did I say peace out? No. I'm erasing that from the show. Goodbye, everyone.
So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are, and how their ears, and the whiskers, and the nose. I just love them, and I want them, and I want them in a basket, and I want little bow ties. I just love them, and I want them to be on a rainbow, and in my bed, and I just want us to roll around, to roll around. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat.
Now you can songify your life with our new app, Songify.
Now you can songify your life with our new app, Songify.
I just talked into my phone and now it's a song. We're living in the future. Download link below. Original video here.
and watch us songify our life. Don't stop, karaoke track. If you want to see more, then subscribe.
You like to go to the club on the weekend. I like to skip the games and start freaking. Shmoo yo-ho.
Inside Ninja! Shing!
So I don't know exactly what I was calling in about, but now I know what I want to rant about. And it's Battlefield 3. And their insane load times before the install, and then a texture pack, and then I'll go to a completely campaign, then I just become as likely. And I've got a lot of architecture back. And then reinstall display the game, and I still didn't have done it, so it. I'm going to Batman, and then to collect. All the other shoot are incorrect, so I'm gonna do, and you can go associate. But also play the game so I'm not pissed off. But I think that's kind of more like it. Still fun game. But when you get a pair of socks, we would like more than later. And then we should go make it around. That's Roof on the last week. Catch up. I was just the later part of that. First off, and I know that. So if you have done it and the if you have it, I'm going to be in and I'm leaving now.